Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakening. You have tuned into the place to keep awake, live awake, keep informed so that you can live awake. That seems to be the key these days. You really need the support to be able to live awake and to live authentically. You know, it's really important to connect with like-minded individuals and get the downloads, get the forecast of what is going on. To me, part of living awake and staying awake is, of course, being in that meditative state of alignment or awareness. And part of what does that is being open to receive the information and the signs and the messages that are everywhere. And a lot of these signs and messages come through people, come through, you know, teachers, come through people that have been studying these patterns and formations of this wonderful time of transition and change that we're in, but it's very unprecedented. So there is a map. There is a map. There is a blueprint that we all know. It's encoded within our DNA. It's encoded on a cellular level. It's encoded in our energetic matrix, and there are those out there that are able to read the codes and help us to awaken to our own encoding, decode, if you will. And our guest today is just that, major metaphysician, been walking the path consciously for a long time. And again, I like having people that I call are the real deal, which means that they've worked on their emotional body. They're not in an ivory tower. There's no elitism. They still are the work in progress, even though they have a lot of wisdom and awareness. And our guest very much is that way, very much consciously, as I said, on a path. And I would say not just an astrologer, but is also a futurist, also is able to weave patterns, and a very, very in-depth metaphysician. So I really want to give a warm welcome to Robert Wilkinson. Hello,
thank
Robert.
You.
And hello to everybody that's already in the chat and that is already online listening by phone. So, Robert, great to have you back. I know you're traveling, so I really appreciate you carving out some time for all of us here.
It's live from New York.
That's right. You're
on your show.
That's right. You've been traveling for a bit. And, of course, some of you also may know Robert also has the amazing blog Aquarius Papers, and that's at aquariuspapers.com. And he's also not just amazing as a teacher, as a way shower, but also in doing personal readings and consultations of astrology plus, I'm going to say, right? So yeah, so how is it in New York?
Beautiful. Yeah? Beautiful. I love the change of the seasons. It's a fantastic metaphor for what we're going through. And, I mean, to me, the change of the seasons is one of those times when, besides needing to really sort of check up on your physical health, it's a great time for reflecting what has been accomplished in the past season, what is ahead that is required in the next season. Obviously, we're entering into autumn in a big way, and so this becomes the harvest time. And I really believe that that's the perfect metaphor for the larger social, political, economic forces that are in movement right now. Mm. And it's, to me, this is one of my favorite times of the year. I mean, they all sort of have their special quality. And again, I mean, an individual chart clearly shows whether or not someone is consolidating or expanding in the spring or in the winter. And this is all just part of our participation in the larger life around us and attuning our inner nature with outer nature and the, call it, eternal nature of the human condition and its challenges, so that we really can surf the waves of change with consciousness, with awareness, without getting thrown by the curves and the abrupt endings and the challenges. We have an ability, by knowing what has been and what is, to know what will be. It's not rocket science. It's actually fairly clear cut. You just have to know what elements you're looking for. And again, I mean, as above, so below, there is a larger pattern that's always going on with an infinite number of sub-patterns that clearly show us our challenges, our strengths, what we have to rise to, what we have to leave behind in the moment.
So is there a focus right now of, there seems to be this leaving behind or letting go, maybe purifying, I'm not sure. Is that one of the components in this cycle that you're seeing right now?
Well, yes. There are two big things going on. One is sort of a constant pressure that waxes and wanes across different months, but it's been with us for over 10 years. It'll be with us for another 10 years. It's what I've termed the grand irrationality, and it's indicated by certain patterns that have everybody on the edge of major choices and changes, and it's why so often things just don't make any sense, or people or circumstances are as weird as it gets. And by knowing the different components of these factors and knowing when it's going to occur, we can be more clear and more aware of the requirements and the choices and how we can do well within this larger decades-long pressure. Right now, we've just entered into an amazingly, call it either tense time or realization time or repolarization time, because of Saturn being in a 180-degree angle to the planet Uranus. And anybody that has studied Western mythology knows of the titanic struggle between Uranus or Uranus and Saturn. And ultimately, that's a metaphysical challenge between that which helps us become more individualized and the forces of crystallized inertia that resist the change, that resist the power of the individual to rise to their divine estate. And yet at the same time, among all the angles of astrology, there is no better angle than the opposition to produce a higher awareness. And we are all riding the edge of that polarization of either falling back or moving forward, of going with the herd or becoming true individuals. This is a very exciting time. We've just passed a major point of significance in the second and now third weeks of October, where many critical choices and changes had to be made within this emerging awareness, this emerging series of realizations about who we are, who we're not, what's working, what's not working. And everybody will be able to note that in their lives or in their affairs, one energy is kind of sinking or receding. Another energy is rising or coming on stronger. Whether it's the higher manifestation of the Saturn function, or the lower one.
And what's
the,
what are
the higher Uranian or the lower is up to the individual.
So what would be the lower, people that are working from the lower harmonic of Saturn or Uranus, or what would that be? And what would be the higher?
Fear
would be
control, refusal, falling back on that which is safe but does not work. Falling that back on that which is crystallized but does not further, because the seven visible planets in astrology represent parts of ourselves and our lives, personally, interpersonally, socially, spiritually, culturally. But then the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, represent the ongoing forces, call it of divine evolution, that pervade everything. And the seven visible planets all have a duality. Well, Saturn's duality is dominion and slavery. By how much we feel we are in dominion over our lives and affairs, or how much we feel enslaved by circumstances or fears or other people, we know how our Saturn is functioning and what the challenges are. Uranus is bigger because it's almost like it's beyond us. It affects more than just us personally. And again, as I said earlier, it represents the forces of radical, spiritual, creative individualization. So it's where we really can become aware of ourselves as an eternal divine spirit, having all of these human experiences. So ideally, a Saturn opposed Uranus will bring forth the highest structure of our responsible, best functioning as true spiritual individuals on our quest in this four-dimensional reality.
Now, is that part of the grand irrationality, though? Because it seems like we are in this, and you said this earlier before we got on air, this pressure zone or pressure cooker.
Well, the pressure cooker has recently come because not only have Neptune and Pluto, which are anchoring the grand irrationality, been doing their thing, but now Saturn has entered the Virgo zone of the seven-pointed star, and very recently Mars has been in the Scorpio zone. So we've got four, and whenever the moon's in the right situation, sometimes as many as five of these points of the seven-pointed star lighting up, bringing us all to critical forks in the road in certain key areas of our life. And if we are at critical forks in the road and things don't make sense, you could see how that would be a pressure cooker for people, trying to make sense of things that don't make any sense, forced to make changes or choices at critical junctures of their life without really there being any clear reason why it's happening now as opposed to another point in time. Mm-hmm. So at this point, we're sort of in the middle of what I would call a 20-year-long 100-foot tsunami. We're all learning, as surfers, you might say, metaphorically, to paddle our boards in the direction that we want to ride the wave instead of being washed over by the wave. We are definitely in the heart of something big here in October and November because of the long-term tension of Saturn and Uranus, which do symbolize the polarization on our world, in our world, on every conceivable level. So we are facing almost like a time where there's important new sense of self, sense of responsibility, sense of duty, sense of authorship that's now emerging in our lives to the degree that we have embraced our challenge to become more individualized in the midst of weird, subtle, far-reaching, peculiar, even sometimes bizarre circumstances, if not our own, than what we're running into with other people. And we are in the heart of this opposition right now. And this is the very first point right now in a period that will last through about 2013, 2014 of major configurations that are going to change everything we think we know about life and matter and time and space and reality and economics and government and everything. So we're at the very front edge. And right now, we're all being given a fantastic ability to get organized in a practical way so that we can simplify what needs simplifying in order to secure our well-being for the future.
I'm writing that in the chat. Yeah, everybody to get organized in a practical way, simplify. I've been hearing that from my guide, simplify, keep it simple. Keep, you know, if it's causing too much tension or strain or hassle, just let it, leave it. Let it go to the higher self. Let it go to the higher realm, whatever it is. Because it seems like a lot is being worked out energetically right now, or on the unseen plane, if you will, or inner plane, that on an ego level, what do you think, Robert, we really can't control anyway?
Well, I wrote something in a recent article that there are many things arising that are beyond our control or ability to reason out. Okay, and that we're kind of in a larger cosmic moment of time-space change where we have to trust in our training, our common sense, our spiritual strength, and our self-knowledge that we've done up to this point so that we can move through this storm that makes no sense. So all of us have been trained, we've been getting organized, we've been doing whatever is the practical details that are required for us to understand where our best interests are in the present and future. It's fairly straightforward, grounded, and it's because we are now about three-quarters of the way through a two-year period. Well, we're three-quarters of the way through the first year of a two-year period where we are finding our allies, we are finding our group work, we are on the threshold of coming together in a greater sense of community in 2009, where there will be larger visions, there will be larger understandings, different types of effective group energy will begin to open up directly and powerfully, literally beginning in January of 2009. And in fact, the opportunities for everyone will be in focusing in on the greatest good for the greatest number and figuring out what type of group we most naturally belong with, feel at home in, where we can find our friends, our allies, and we can breathe into our unique function within a larger group effort. It's because I've told you this in the other interviews that we've done, humanity as a whole is moving out of the age of separateness, out of the age of feeling isolated in our pseudo-individuality, and coming in to understand our unique song to sing in the much larger choir of consciousness and evolution itself.
Into the oneness, that universe.
Yeah.
Is that why there's all this?
We're not really that separate.
No, we're not. We're all, I know. We're just different densities of energy in a sense. Is that why we're seeing all this opposition? I mean, I know it's happening, you know, energetically, if you will, in the life force field or morphogenic field or the field of resonance, and we can see it astrologically played out through the aspects. Is this opposition ultimately, Robert, to bring us together? Because there is this dividing. You even see it in the election. There is such a separating out, and people are having to find, like you said, your tribe, your group, where you most resonate to and can be your unique self, you know, with ease. Is that ultimately what happens from the opposition? Because there seems to be a lot of opposition and little oneness, or recognition of oneness, I should say.
It seems to be hardwired into the human condition that because, you might say, we have a bihemispheric brain, we tend to look at everything in terms of dualities in this world. And yet, nothing can be completely understood unless some, call it opposing point, counterpoint, some other point of view can be taken into account so that we can acquire objectivity and an understanding of both sides of any argument, both sides and how they are related to each other, how spirit is related to matter, for example, how the invisible and the visible, the unknown and the known, the darkness and the light do an eternal dance on this level of perception. And until we have the ability to detach and become dispassionate as we discriminate between the more and less important, between what is core and what is peripheral, until we can really come to that view of how to encompass many different understandings in a larger, integrated, synthesized experience of reality, then we're always going to be caught between is it or isn't it, good, bad, right, wrong, happy, sad. And part of what the larger evolution of the race is about is we are firmly now accelerating out of the old dark age of the Kali Yuga that has been upon us for over 2,000 years.
Now, are we still in the Kali Yuga right now, right?
Well, we're actually in a transition zone where we're breaking free of the Kali Yuga and we're moving more definitely into what in the Vedas, the Indian holy books, were called the Dwapara Yuga, which is the Yuga of Electromagnetic Remembrance. It's where humanity remembers.
Robert,
we are light beings.
Yes.
We're made out of light
particles.
Everything is an electromagnetic light field energy, just condensed in different frequencies. Our bodies, our clothes, the glasses that we drink our liquids from, the light bulbs that are created, the trees, everything, the paper, even the silicon chips in the computers, everything is light energy in some form or another.
Oh, wow. Now, wait, I got a gong on that. Got a gong on the truth. Wait, let's dial that down a little bit for the listeners, because the Kali Yuga was destruction, right? It was to create the new order. Can you go?
I would call it an era of ignorance, an era of suffering.
So let's just dial it back a little bit. So if you can just touch a smidgey on the Kali Yuga and now what we're transitioning into, that electromagnetic.
There are four great ages, and they're not all of equal length.
Okay.
There's considered the golden age, which is the Satya Yuga. And there is like one that is sort of ascending, and there's one that's descending into forgetfulness and ignorance. And then comes what is called the Treta Yuga, and then the Dwapara Yuga, and then finally down into the absolute darkness, forgetfulness, and ignorance and suffering of the Kali Yuga. Then, after you hit the bottom of the suffering and the ignorance, then you begin an ascending Kali Yuga, an ascending Dwapara Yuga, an ascending Treta Yuga, an ascending Satya Yuga, where we again return out of ignorance and out of suffering and out of forgetfulness and separateness into more awareness, both of the nature of time, space, matter, energy, humanity, and life itself. And we keep getting more aware of, you might say, the one life in its infinite forms and how it does express itself through the divine laws of economy of energy, synthesis, magnetic attraction. Again, even something like the secret and the law of attraction, this is simply our commentary. There's been commentary in other decades and even other centuries about the law of attraction. And what that is just one tiny element of our dance with the larger law that pervades our system, which is magnetic attraction. So here it is. Humanity has been suffering for over 2,000 years in really a lot of darkness and isolation and starvation and torture and separateness and all this nonsense. And we are just now beginning to realize we are a unified field of consciousness. Everything is light energy. It's particles seen as waves. we are breaking free of being trapped in the old dualities, the old struggles. Now, some people are dealing with this, you might say, under more urgent necessity than others. For example, with this Saturn opposed Uranus, where it's falling, it's definitely affecting everybody born in mid-March, mid-June, mid-September, and mid-December through this time, 2009. And everybody born in the middle parts of March, June, September, and December are going through major upheavals, major shifts, turning points in their sense of purpose, turning points in their relationships, turning points in how they're grounded and where they find their platform of existence, or conversely, how they are doing their being in the world. So we have these larger cycles that are affecting everybody, but within the larger cycles, some people are either making more headway or feeling like their gears are more jammed, depending on where the transits of the planets actually are.
Mm.
I don't know if that's dialing it down, but
yeah.
That's sort of, you know, it's, look at it as almost like Newton's clockwork universe, where there's wheels within wheels within wheels, and even the tiniest cog in the smallest wheel of evolution still is directly related to the larger evolutionary pattern, like a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, this evolution out of the darkness of thousands of years is awakening everybody at exactly the right time for them, if they choose to open their eyes and not stay lost in the false duality, the aversions, the illusions, and the attachments, which just create the perception of suffering. Mm-hmm. That this is really about us, you might say, remembering our divine estate as mm-hmm. eternals, having human experiences, so that we can get our bodies, our feelings, and our minds all working together toward the aspiration of our higher self. And ultimately, some of what I do in my life, in my practice, is to counsel people that whatever it is that you're confronting, welcome it, deal with it, realize what is right action, right response, right position of how to feel about it, and in that we chew up and resolve karma, and we transmute the response to a higher level, which A, makes it easier if and when the next time happens, and B, ultimately leads us to having command over the negative experience by transmuting it into a positive response. Then we cease to have the echoes of the negative karmas coming at us, and we become part of the light of our world, and we find ourselves able to help other people that are struggling with the same things we once did.
Mm. Now, Robert, let's just touch a little bit on your, because you said when you're helping people, when people come to you, because this is so also individualistic, and you said we are, in a sense, these rungs and rungs of light, or these different gears, and this cosmic change, universal change, multidimensional change is happening to different people in different ways and different levels. So how do you deal with that? Because the change is all upon people. How do you deal with that individually when people come to you?
That's a very good question, because I work with individuals, helping them examine what their strengths are, offering antidote responses for blind spots and deficiencies, and helping people know when they will confront certain key lessons so they can come out of ignorance into awareness, weakness into strength, unhelpful feelings into positive clarity around what to do and how to do it, standing on their own truth, because this is not about my truth. This is about each one of us coming to the truth of our essential nature so that we can learn to move through this world and our experiences joyously, lovingly wise, wisely loving, being as intelligent in our actions and responses as we can possibly be in the moment.
Mm.
Okay? The site, AquariusPapers.com, is more about helping people understand the larger tides, the larger forces, the stuff that's affecting everyone. And then that way, it's a little bit like what I offer specifically can help people understand what is their stuff versus what is the larger stuff that we're all going through together.
Mm.
Because let's face it, we are in the transition zone
mm-hmm.
between the great ages of Pisces and Aquarius. And these ages last over 2,100 years. And so that means each point of a great age is over 70 years. It takes like 70 years to move one degree of a great age. Well, that's the average human life.
Mm-hmm.
So really, part of, I believe, people's frustration and confusion is what's macro, what's micro, and what's personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I help to sort that out because there are larger forces that we have very little control over, and we can't afford to be victimized by them, but let's face it, the individual is almost powerless to affect, say, the price of a barrel of oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can alter our own response to the rise or fall of the price of oil by how much we drive, how much we don't drive, where we set our thermostats, but it's also helpful to know how we can respond individually, and that's where my work with individuals is specific to the individual. I mean, for example, and this is like a really good example of something that you just asked, we are moving out of the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, and we're right in the transition zone. We probably won't be fully into the age of Aquarius for a few decades yet,
yeah.
But we're seeing the manifestations, okay, of the coming age. And that's because the planet Uranus transited through Aquarius twice in the last 100 years, once between 1912 and 1920, and again between 1995 and 2003. Both of those periods awakened Aquarian energies and revolutionized our world. Okay, the world of 1910 was very different than the world of 1922. The world of 1993 was radically different than the world of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Uranus awakened the energies of the new age. Now Neptune's in Aquarius, and it's being all these images and ideas are being embedded in collective consciousness. The computer is global. You know, the internet is global. It really wasn't in 1993. It really is now.
Yes.
We know different things. We feel different things. We have a different sense of the wholeness of us. Now, Jupiter expands and teaches and opens opportunities wherever it touches. Well, this year it's been in Capricorn, so it's been helping everybody who is willing to be Capricorn-type people, you know, organized, mature, disciplined, thoughtful, persistent, determined. These are all qualities and virtues which are serving everyone this year. Next year, Jupiter goes into Aquarius and expands and provides opportunities in all of those Aquarian modes, the group work, the progressive philosophies, the progressive activities, progressive technologies, things that are really on the leading edge mm-hmm. of human evolution, pointing the way for the next 2,000 years. These are all being awakened mm-hmm. in 2009. very exciting time to be alive.
Yeah.
Extremely exciting.
Yeah. Now, one thing, Robert, I want to touch upon is, we talked, just to roll back to those oppositions, there's a lot of the victimhood. So how are we moving from the victim into victoriousness? You've talked about that, moving past the negativity. How are people able to move past the victim into victoriousness and to tap into that divine mind?
Great question, because I actually did some workshops on this back in the 90s that were pretty well received. See, we're dividing as a humanity into those who are positively feeling-based, mind-based, or action-based versus those who are negatively polarized around actions, feelings, and ideas. And, for example, the positive thinkers are the thought form builders who are creating the very positive ideas, images, and approaches for the future. For the negative thought form people, it's more like they're like black magicians or something, where everything's just an idea, but it's without conscience. It's without a thought of where those ideas are going to lead, where the thought forms are going to lead, what we're saying and thinking, and how it positively or negatively impacts our world.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you've got your physical force-based beings, and the positive ones are the ones bringing forth the new inventions, the new technologies, the new ways of actually dealing with the earth and with the earth's creatures and with each other, versus the negative force-based beings who are like the butchers and, you know, the bangers and everybody who's just there to tear down, mm-hmm. to destroy, to hurt, to perpetuate forms of physical suffering. To me, the third group is really the key to much of how we are experiencing everything, because the negative feeling base are, in fact, the ones who are playing to the idea of victimization. It's always something's fault, someone's fault, that they're being acted upon. But the positive feeling base of, you know, self-aware beings is to be able to be so absolutely compassionate that you can enter into wherever there's pain and suffering and break the link between the two. Mm-hmm. So to me, the way of getting, because there's four afflictions of the mind and there's four primal feelings, and once you're aware of them, then you can apply the antidotes. Mm. The four primal feelings are fear.
Can we got a caller? Can we get to the call and then go? I'm going to write that down so
we can dive
into the afflictions of the mind. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, because this can help take everybody out of victimization.
That's what we want. That's what we're here to do. Okay, let me see who's on the line. Hello, 561-212. You're on the air with Awakenings and Robert Wilkinson.
Hello, Robert. This is Lena.
Hi.
I'm a Pisces. Hi. I'm a Pisces, a Cancer rising, and Moon Aries. My birthday is 3762. I was born 12:03 p.m. in West Islip, New York.
So, Lena, is this Lena Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Lena. What is your question? Do you have a question for Robert?
I just started school recently, and I'm going into social work, and I just wanted to see what he thought about that.
Well, any discipline that can make you more effective in helping others within your social web is guaranteed to be a very good training. And for you, based in your chart, you really have turned a very big corner in terms of the way that you're relating to others and how you see your effectiveness in the world. And mm-hmm. this is, though, where, because your sun in Pisces, you really have the light, the illumination of understanding subconsciousness and collective consciousness. And with the Cancer rising, even though sometimes you don't feel very confident in how to deal with things, yet the Pisces gives you an amazing compassion and an ability to find the truth, you might say, of how to move into a more productive, caring future based on, you might say, your instant sense of the person that you're with. So, I mean, this is also very, you know, I mean, obviously your chart works on many other levels than this, and you are really radically restructuring all of your worldly relationships because of where Saturn is. I still think, though, that you're on a roll for the next 4 years.
Oh, definitely. I am definitely going, I'm going through a big transformation.
Hmm. Well, yeah, you're rethinking everything about your one-on-one relationships and how you respond, either with discrimination or not. And again, though, see, this is where what you've done, you've entered into a training where through applying practical techniques, you're going to be able to break the link between the pain and suffering of the people that you're with. And so not everybody may be inclined toward that work, but for those of us that are feeling based, anyone who is sort of naturally attracted to feeling energies and how we can make our world a better place, this is where we must be able to identify the fear, the vanities, the attachment to sensation and to the desire nature that help us identify which of these is present and how we can use our mental strengths rather than play to the afflictions of the mind, where we can play to our mental strengths of detachment, dispassion, discrimination, and the ability to generate an intense positivity in the now, in the moment, to break that link that perpetuates the confusions and the attachments and the aversions and the illusions that ultimately lead to human suffering.
Right? Yeah, that's definitely me.
did that shed some light, Lena Rose?
Yes, it did. I started school recently, and I haven't been working, and my son went to live with his dad, and I've been going through a lot. My oldest son started college, so this year I've had so many changes happen to me. I just feel like I can't catch my breath with all the changes this year.
You are describing something I hear a lot from people, and that's part of that pressure of the grand irrationality bringing us to forks in the road 7 times each month and 21 other points each year. So we are in almost like a constant pressure of deciding and choosing and then moving forward and then being hit with another choice, another change, another fork, another decision. You're not alone here. Everybody's going through this.
Yeah, some people think we're in a stalemate. I feel like there's so much change.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And I think the trick is not to feel like that it has to all make sense or it shouldn't be happening. It's really more a question of helping us get over our preconceptions about what it's supposed to look like and what we think we're supposed to know. And instead, learning how to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can really dance with every moment as it arises and not judge it as being good or bad, right or wrong, but to try to find our truth of being in the middle of the constant swirl, the constant waves, this radically expanding and changing reality.
Now, Robert, we've got some other calls, so I'm going to interject here.
Okay,
Lena Rose,
we're on
thank
the cusp
you.
Of exciting
thank
futures.
You. Lots of peace. Okay, let's see who is next here. Okay. Sometimes I click and it doesn't click over. Okay, here we go. 347-926, you're on the air with Awakenings and Robert Wilkinson. Do you have a question?
Yeah, this is Lady Focus. I wanted to know if you can do the transitions in my natal chart.
All the transitions right now? How about just a question, okay? Cause we're
I'm just building a career, going to school, and building my own, basically, is the question.
Maybe he's understanding this better than I am. You're building a career and going to school?
Right. And basically,
okay.
I do readings myself. That's all I'm asking about. Yeah.
Okay. You do readings,
mm-hmm.
And your question is?
Where's it going to go, basically? Like, what directions I should take as far as money and networking?
Money and networking. And your sign is? Your sign?
Libra, Scorpio, Moon, Aries, Rising.
Okay. Well, see, now you work really well off of your instincts. Part of your task this lifetime is to learn to like things as much as occasionally you don't like them. You've now hit a point of both almost like an emergence of a new way of seeing yourself and how you interpret things, a whole new sense of what kind of work or service you're here to do in your world. You are finishing an old self-image. Right now, it's really time to be more aware of long-term social values, shared values, and you might say societal needs, so that you can find specifically how to deal with what needs elimination and what needs regeneration. That is specifically where you're at. You should do actually extremely well in 2009 once you learn to integrate your sensitivity with your breadth of interests. And of specific note will be next February and March. That's going to be very important in showing you long term who your allies are, where is your best, should we say, group work or collective work or some kind of organizational work. And once you get to February, March, you're going to see very clearly exactly what you need to learn, what type of juggling you need to do, and maybe how you need to take a different view of certain things that seem to be going in different directions. This will be very important for you.
Mm. Great. Go ahead,
mm-hmm.
Quickly, because we've got other callers waiting.
Yeah,
I don't want to...
The Aries rising, couldn't that be a reason of the whole idea of the work career not being balanced?
Aries rising people are here to be their most natural self, regardless of what's going on in the outer reality. So, for example, you're a Libra with a moon in Scorpio. People and their responses to you mean tremendous amount to you. And yet with the Aries rising, your job is to figure out what your sense is apart from other people's responses or likes or dislikes or values. So you're kind of here having to find your own unique voice, even though you always like to agree with others, adapt to others, interact with others, you know, sort of move with other people. You like to dance with them. But yet your job this life is to find your own unique voice, your own unique view. So I would just say learn to listen to your voice and speak your truth, your voice, regardless of whatever's going on with other people.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you
so much for
calling in. And thanks so much for tuning into Awakenings. Much peace to you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got another caller on the air, Robert. 714-638. It's a California number. You're on
yes.
the air with Awakening.
Hello.
Hello,
how's everybody? Hi. I had a question. My name's Tanika.
Oh, what's your name?
Tanika.
What's your name? Tanika, hi. And you're
hi.
On the air with Robert Wilkinson.
Hi. I had a question. I'm a Leo. My date of birth is 7/26/76, 1:38 a.m. And my question is about my love life or the lack thereof my entire life, where it's been, you know, traumatic and abusive.
Okay. Well, anyone, well, first of all, you get both the generic advice and you get the specific advice.
Okay.
Bottom line, the only safe foundation for a long-lasting relationship is a true friendship.
Yeah.
If they're not your friend, you have no business trying to be intimate with them, because otherwise you're intimate with somebody who's not your friend.
Mm.
Now, for Leo or Leo rising, and I happen to be a Leo rising, that puts Aquarius on our house of partnership. Well, Aquarius is the sign of pure friendship, sort of the agape type of love, you know, that true friendship, that true fellowship, that spiritual brotherhood and sisterhood, that where you really can be your most natural, loving, spontaneous self with them, and they with you. And it's not a power dance. It's not a power game, because you each know how to give and receive that beautiful both personal love and impersonal love that characterizes the true soulmate contact. The good news for you is that Jupiter will be opposing your sun, meaning it goes into your seventh house of relationship beginning next late January, and then Mars, February. So I have no doubt you're going to have an entirely new 2-year and 12-year relationship cycle that break the surface in a big way in February of 2009. I would be surprised if by this time next year you're not already expanded into multiple close, really optimistic and freeing relationships with other people.
Okay. Mm, wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Tanika. Thanks for tuning into Awakenings, and thanks for sharing.
Okay.
Blessings. Got another caller?
Yeah, we're tying up the hour. Wow.
Tying up. Woo! It's going.
Starting to snowball.
Exactly. I know, Robert. Hi, Charles. You're on the air with Awakenings and Robert Wilkinson of the AquariusPapers.com. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful.
I'm a Scorpio, November 10th, 67. And I just wanted to know, can you give me any kind of prediction or whatever? Hello?
You are... Whatever it is that's come down this last year, because it's taken you deeper and it's preparing you to finish this entire, whatever it is you've been doing, you're going to really reach a peak in 2009. It is absolutely a period of radical new opportunities, new values, new form of natural self-expression, and new creativity. It's on the way for you by no later than March of 2009. So really, you might look at now what's done is done, and you're right on the threshold of a whole new way of being yourself naturally, spontaneously, and creatively. I'd be really surprised if you were still living in the same place by 2010. I just see that you've got an amazing opportunity to either move or to get yourself a great home base in some way. you're definitely going to get incredible new insights into your early home life in 2009 that will unblock you and unlock the doors to an amazing ability to capture exactly what you want. So
yeah,
I just see that you're kind of follow the seeds that have shown up this past year, because you're on the edge of moving on out into a whole new way. Just kind of try to slow down a little bit the last week of October and the first week of November. Be a little bit more thoughtful and precise, and definitely no speeding tickets, no arguments. Try to not be too impulsive as you break on out into some new type of activity. It's really a great time for you riding a wave. That wave does begin right before your birthday. Again, though, just try to slow it down a little bit, and you should do just extraordinarily well. Extraordinarily well.
You see my business doing well? I have a new company I'm starting, so using that'll be good around before my birthday.
If you work your brains out in November and December, it should do really well. Again, you'll see the emergence of new opportunities and new, shall we say, foundations beginning around March of 2009. And that, whatever it is that's showing up now, you're definitely going to be able to breathe into this whole process by 2010. You should be doing fairly well, actually. But you've got to plug into the productivity of late October through November, and then on into December, because this is the time for you to push hard in an organized way, and whatever it is you have to learn, whatever it is you have to do, whatever it is you have to follow through on and persevere on and get determined around between now and the end of the year, that will provide you with a foundation for major successes beginning next year.
Thank you.
Wow. Thanks, Charles. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. All right.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's great to hear your voice. Blessings. Wow, Robert, that was great.
Well, it's always a challenge to sit here on the spot and try to take a birthday.
I know.
And,
you're just,
and tell them something, tell a person something relevant.
I know. But you're rocking and rolling. And we've got one more caller. And then we're going to get into, well, we'll save a little bit of time, the four afflictions of the mind.
Well, we're dealing with 2 minutes to go, so.
32, let's see. 902-404, you're on the air with Awakenings. Well, let's see.
Can you hear me, Michelle?
Oh, hi, 902-404.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I can.
Nova from the chat room.
Who is it?
Tatsy Nova.
Oh, hi, Kat. Catch you.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air with Robert.
Hi, Robert. I'm a Cancer.
Hi.
I'm a Cancer. June 26, 1966, at 3:33 a.m. in the morning. And I was just wondering what 2009 might have carry for me in the next year.
Well, I'll tell you, you are going to be in a position where if you know what to let go of and what to eliminate, you will attract such amazing, unique, innovative energies. Right now, you're actually crystallizing part of your genius, your unique gifts to give to others. Saturn is extraordinarily favorable. By next summer, you're definitely going to either like have more brothers and sisters in your life, more people close at hand. You will have come to a new understanding of speech and the power of the spoken word and the ability to understand how you can weave the details in unique ways to serve you extraordinarily well. And in fact, what you're doing, you're right on the threshold of an amazing period where you're going to come into much more mental maturity. And you're going to find practical ways of being of service to your world based on a much larger view of things, just in a nutshell.
Wow.
I kind of started that now.
powerful. Wow, he's right on then.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Great. Thank you.
Wow, Kat. Thanks for calling in. Blessings.
Okay.
We still have a little time, or are we about to get cut off?
We've got, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Great.
It's a long one, then.
Yeah, you know what? By popular demand, Awakenings was asked. I got quite a few emails to extend the show. So I think we did in August for 1 day to 2 days. And then also I got a lot of people in the chat room. And getting emails from people saying an hour is not enough. And, hey, I'm a servant. So I accommodate it. But it makes sense because we really get into it. It's the people.
All right. Well, it's great. I only thought it was going to be an hour. So this is fantastic.
Is it good? Okay, Robert, I know. And we've got a caller, 206-544. You're on Awaken with Robert Wilkinson.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Terrence in Seattle.
Hi, Terrence in Seattle.
How are you doing? Hey, I don't have my birth time. It's not stamped on my birth certificate. However, it's the 17th of December of 1964. And according to my mom, somewhere between 6 a.m. and 6:30 a.m., I was born.
Okay. You entered a whole new 12-year cycle in December of 2007 that is going to get kicked into major motion around mid-December of this year. And truly, what has happened for you is you've learned the rules of the game this last year. You've had some kind of either financial or social shift in a big way. It's changed either your values or your resources or how you use what you have. And this has now set up the structure for a great vision. You should be receiving a pretty profound vision at some point after your birthday into 2009. And though you may feel somewhat insecure about not knowing how to pull it off with the means at your disposal, it's actually a year where the more that you can quest, learn, travel, if not literally, then figuratively, the more that you can learn, the better off you'll be. And also, interestingly enough, you should be doing fairly well in terms of just your view of things, your environment, and how you regard elements of your early life. It's almost like you also will wind up getting a much larger view of what your early life was about, and you should come to a greater appreciation of the freedom that you always have been. This is a life where you're living pretty free. And I think if you can just use that incredible sort of spirit of adventure, that part of you that can just dance with life, and yet take a little bit more responsibility, because right now with your ruler, Jupiter, in Capricorn, if whatever disciplines you've been doing in 2008 will kick you into a much wider effectiveness within your society in 2009.
Wow.
And this is a prelude. You're going to have some interesting challenges coming up because of where Saturn and Uranus, they will be challenging you, I would say, by this time next year to be a good juggler. You're probably going to have to really figure out how to hold a dilemma or a paradox in some way. You're definitely going to be doing either two different things or two different opportunities involving two entirely different types of energy.
Mm.
But basically, last year, last December, you got a whole new dedication. You got a
wow.
whole new view. Magic was all around. Opportunity was all around. And you should be seeing concrete results of this You'll see the first signs of it around mid-November. But again, by your birthday through the end of December, you should have multiple opportunities on your plate and be going for it.
Wow.
And just try not to spend money too quickly in January, though you should be able to make it pretty quick in January. It may also quicken in your life. And I think this is where many people deny themselves success. Not you, because you're Sagittarius. But a lot of people, you know, when they ask me, for years and years and years, people have asked me, what's the best investments? And the number one investment any of us can make is in ourselves. Be willing to spend your time, energy, and money on promoting yourself, your vision, your skills, and your talents, and you will never go wrong. You'll never go wrong. Even if the money goes out, it doesn't matter. It'll come back in tenfold if you've invested in yourself.
Perfect.
And so right now, especially for you, November, December, January, close out the old, invest in yourself and in whatever it is that you've gotten as a structure in 2008. You've been shown your limits. Now you're about to be shown your possibilities.
Perfect.
And those are the ones.
I'm going to scoot you off, Seattle. Thanks for calling, because we've got a couple long distance, one international
thank
call.
You very much. So I appreciate that. That was amazing.
Yes.
You're welcome. Yes.
Okay. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
With Awakening. Hello.
Is
this Spiritual
Is
this Pilot? Yes. Is this... Hello.
Hi, is this for me?
Yes, it's for you.
Oh, hi. July 4, 1969, please.
Yeah,
and
what's
hi.
Your name and what's your
Drita.
Question?
Drita, this is
oh,
Reiki Master. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, hi, Reiki Master.
I'm so grateful to hear you. This is so cool.
I'm so good to hear you, too. Where are you calling from?
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, you're in Nova Scotia. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, welcome, welcome.
Okay,
and
what's happening for me in the future?
And what is your question and your birth date?
I was born July 4, 1969.
1969. Okay. Oh,
July
can you turn your turn
did.
Your computer down? Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna do quick because we're running out
of
time.
Okay. I was born at dawn.
You're born at dawn. You're born July 4th, 1969. So
early in the morning at dawn. I don't know the time.
Okay. And Drita, what's your question?
Moving and I don't know, what else is in the future?
Robert?
Okay. Well, I will just say that you are at the midpoint of whatever it was that began in late 2004.
Okay.
And right now you're at the crisis of change connected to what you want to do versus almost what you are hesitant to do. The future is opening wide for you right now.
Thank you.
But again, I believe that just given where things are, this is really a time for you not to hesitate, that you can't really afford to hesitate right now. You've been open to huge new possibilities of self-transcendence, probably, I would say, since about March, but you had to dance around with the possibility until early September. Early September, it should have been crystal clear exactly what you're supposed to be doing and where your long-term payoff is. And I can just say that whatever it is that you've set into motion, whatever it is that's broken the surface for you this year, you will receive great rewards in the way of friendships and the attaining of your ambition in 2010, if you're willing to do what it takes through the rest of this year to get organized into a plan and then let go of whatever you need to let go of beginning in March of 2009. So it's kind of like a clearing out of either the clutter, the attachments, the fears, the hesitancies, whatever that is, has to be cleared out very definitely beginning in late February into March and April, so that then you can get ready to receive the harvest of your efforts this year after, we'll say, the autumn of 2009. Basically, whatever you saw in, we'll say, late 2007, early 2008, you must act on that possibility, and in order to receive it beginning in late 2009 on into 2010, which should be a really favorable period for you. I have no doubt you're either going back to school or you're going to be doing a tremendous amount of traveling, perhaps even moving in 2010 as a result of the opportunities that have been presented to you in 2008, which is going to require that whatever you got to let go of in 2009, let go of it, because it will bring you what you can't even imagine.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drita. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, nice talking to you. Love you there.
love you.
You guys are so beautiful. Energy wise, wonderful. Thank you.
A lot of listeners, a lot on the line too. It's like the switchboards.
Wonder. You're just wonderful. So thank you so much. Love lots.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye. We have six callers waiting. Robert, did you have your Wheaties, your protein shake?
Well, let's just say it's always a challenge
to be able
to take somebody in the moment and try to say something that is both true and relevant.
Yes.
Because I am working off of actual birthdays and years. Obviously, I can't compute the chart in 1 second and give somebody any kind of an in-depth session.
This is why people book with me. Yeah, well,
know?
This will be, and we're going to keep them short because I did want to get into the four afflictions of mind. So short because you'll really benefit by a full, as you can see, people are already in the chat saying how accurate you are. They can't believe it, and, you know, that it's so clear, that you're very clear. So this is just a little taste, and you can call him.
Yeah, I do the same thing in my personal sessions. I work at about 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, you do. You're synthesizing a lot of info. 267-672, you're on the air. You're on Awakenings with Robert Wilkinson, futurist,
hello,
astrologer, and metaphysician. Hi, who is this?
Hi, how are you? This is Eileen.
Hi,
May 1st, 1950, I'm a Taurus, and I'd like to know what's in store for me in 2009. I was born sometime early morning.
Okay. So
well, I can truly say that this is the year when you should have been able to stabilize your life and set long-term structures into place that will benefit you for years to come. Now, the other side of it is that you also are now in the third of life, which is where, I'll just say that between 1999 and 2006, you figured out what worked for you and therefore what was true for you. And if it wasn't true, if it didn't work, it wasn't true, and it fell by the boards. You are now resetting your entire sense of purpose, and if you honor the wisdom of your direct experience since the early 70s, you will find your gift to give to your world. This is very definitely a time where whatever it is that you've been doing since the late 70s is now over. You've now done that. You've been there. You now have the direct experience of that. Win, lose, or draw. Distill the wisdom from whatever it is you've been doing since the late 70s, because that phase of your life is over. And whatever it is that you have either tried to accomplish or been accomplishing or set out to accomplish, one way or the other, that part is done. You're a very strong person. You're an incredibly strong individual born in May 1st, 1950. You've got the ability to hold the line through every possible discouragement, every possible challenge. You're probably one of the steadiest and strongest beings in your world. Now is the time when you need more confidence in your self-expression. Rethink the form of how you can naturally enjoy yourself and express that wisdom of your own experience, even as you look at a much broader truth and future that has already presented itself.
Wow.
That's really what you stood, that was your threshold in September. This, you shouldn't have any problem seeing very clearly what you're here to do. And if you can actually get a higher education of any sort right now, you have the ability to become quite a teacher and a force for good in your world, absolutely guaranteed, no later than March, April of 2009.
Beautiful. Blessings.
That sounds right. That sounds very good. Thank you very much.
Blessing. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Awakening.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I'm a spiritual pilot here.
Oh, spiritual pilot. Where are you calling from?
England for now, yes. England at the moment.
England. Okay.
I've just got a bit of a short question. It's a great show, and your chap is very accurate, really accurate. I've just got a quite small question. I was born in 1949 on the 25th of October, around about 12 o'clock a.m., midday. Nobody seems to know exactly what time. At the age of five, I came across a speech impediment which has kept me that speech impediment is here with me all the time now, I have it under control. I just want to know if your chappy can see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel regarding the speech impediment. Not that it's holding me back, not at all, but I just like to know, if he can, the reason for it.
Well,
does that make sense?
All strengths and all afflictions are in the natal chart. And while you don't need to even know the time of day to be able to look at certain patterns, obviously the affliction is in the chart. To me, because certainly I am a very afflicted being in certain ways, but I've learned techniques to either overcome the affliction or use the affliction to the best advantage I could. Okay, so this is really, I believe, more like a spiritual challenge. Now, there are times where it's better to, shall we say, administer the cure. Sometimes the cure is physical, sometimes it's emotional, and sometimes it's mental. Sometimes it's a combination of two of those three or all three. And I've found that if you find the exact right time to commence with a discipline or a cure, you can absolutely redirect any energy you need to, because spirit is everything. Matter follows spirit if you find the right approach. Now,
I agree.
The only time, and this is important for all the listeners, the only time we cannot cure the affliction is when it is related to what I call one of the seven sacred wounds, which is where by going into that woundedness, and we all have at least one of the seven sacred wounds, by going into that woundedness, we find our authenticity, we find our power, we find our clarity, and we have that gift to give to our world because nobody can take it away from us. If we're dealing with a serious affliction and we've had to deal with it in our lives, that there is no nonsense there. We communicate the voice of truth to our world, and we demonstrate how that affliction does not keep us down, does not hinder us.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is really a great spiritual task, I would say, that your soul probably gave your body so that you could come into a view of how to use it wisely for the benefit of others in your world.
Yeah.
Very understanding. I can understand where you're coming from, but it's just nice to have it from somebody else, because sometimes we cannot receive that information ourselves. It has to come from an outside source, somebody who is in tune with the universe, not a psychic who, sorry, I don't mean to sound bad here, but somebody who's truly in receipt of that energy.
See, I truly believe that no matter what we're dealt in this world, and we all have our deficiencies, we all have our hindrances, the problem is when we fall into feeling like we're bad, we're wrong, we lack power, we lack knowledge, we lack ability, and other people have it better. Because though that's a natural human response to our deficiencies, in fact, it doesn't matter which deficiency in myself I've discovered. I have decided I will learn as much as I can from it. I'm going to thrash it out to the utmost, and I'm going to try to make it into something I can use to serve my world. One way or the other, the deficiency doesn't make me weak or lacking ability. That deficiency challenges me to rise to my best self and to speak my truth to others who have that deficiency the best I'm able.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's like you're talking to my soul. And thank you for your time. I won't turn much time up because I know you're busy, but God bless you, and keep up the good work. And thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, did you stop in?
Thank you. And, you know, I put in the chat, and I'll put again Spiritual Pilot, because you can work by phone with Robert. So if you want more in-depth about what you were talking about, he can pinpoint that. Thank you so much for sharing your amazing light, too. You've got such an amazing energy. So I've seen you in the chat room before, and I'm glad that you took the time to call in.
Thank you very much. Speak to you all soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Got another caller. Hello, 410-638. You're on the air with Awakenings and Robert Wilkinson.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Julia, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. It's like a first date. What do we say? Hi, how are you? I'm doing fine.
Well, I'll give you my birth information. It's September 16th, 1961. I don't know the exact time, but it's a guesstimate of 10:45 a.m.
You said 1961?
1961, yep.
Okay. And from Maryland.
September 16th, 1961, 10:45 a.m. And I was calling to see what he sees for me coming for 2009.
You are closing a long cycle. Saturn right now is very close to your sun. This always brings complete and definite endings, but also it brings the rewards for what you've worked for and what you've earned over the long haul. When Saturn went over my sun, it did bring the end of a relationship, but it also brought me worldwide favorable recognition for my book, A New Look at Mercury Retrograde, which, of course, is out of print. You can still pick up copies of it somewhere. But Saturn on the sun is a very, very important time for you to recognize that this is about restructuring your light, your sense of purpose, your life. It is traditionally a time of reduced vitality, so you're going to have to become more economical and discriminating about how you use your energies. You have just finished reaping a very nice harvest over the last year as a result of a very intense mobilization in early 2007. Now you stand on the threshold of turning inward. And again, this is about you finding a different compassion or understanding in terms of a balanced set of values or a balanced way of using resources. And it's also really almost like a deepening that will open a higher truth, a more evident, straightforward, simple, and enjoyable future. You really have some important things that are going to be showing themselves to you fairly soon, December, January. I would say, though, that overall, if you have to just say a blanket picture, a snapshot of 2009, learn either innovative health techniques or get a picture, a larger integrated picture of either what service you're doing or what work you're doing for someone. You've actually got the ability to do an interesting, whole different sort of work. I would say almost like being able to be more playful and detached as well as creative about that work by around February, March of next year. That's an important time. You're a pretty solid citizen. You're not all that likely to take risks to begin with. But this can help you crystallize a whole different, innovative way of viewing how you do whatever is the service or the work that you are here to do.
Mm. And you see that pretty much taking form between December and January, you said?
Well, I think based on whatever is your understanding in late November through the first half of December, I think you're going to have no problem knowing exactly what to implement in January. But that whole different vision of opportunity, the different vision of whatever is the foundation of your life, will definitely change in January, and you're going to begin a whole new cycle of self-expression, just in terms of your work, your desire, your magnetism, and how you communicate, beginning in late February. Mm. So it's almost like you've got two different qualities. One quality is going to be 2008 right into January of 2009, and then the next quality is this whole different vision, this whole different understanding of yourself and how to do what you're here to do in terms of embracing this future vision is going to come upon you in February. Then you should see some things break the surface in March. But probably the real activity won't come until April or May, because you're probably going to have to get into May in order to see the solidity of everything that's been set into motion this year. The only thing I will say is show patience, finish what needs finishing, be very organized, methodical, and persevering in doing whatever it is you have to do.
Very good.
Wow. We keep hearing the patience and organized. Thanks for calling in from Maryland.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love and light.
Love and light, too.
Well, we got to have another three more callers. So we're going to try to get to everyone and give Robert a bit of a break here. Okay. Hello, 323-874. You're on the air with Awakenings and Robert Wilkinson, futurist and astrologer. Hello. Okay.
And I'll be.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can now. For some reason it clicked off. What's your name?
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
I'll be.
You're
really
on the air with.
I know.
You're on the air with Robert Wilkinson. Hi.
The birthday is 2/28/71, and just wanted information on next year as far as work is concerned.
Everyone has the idea with work.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
Exact.
The problem with work is the work is ruled by two different areas. There's the work that we do for other people, and then there is our professional flowering. So I'm not quite sure. You know, when people say work, sometimes they really mean profession, and that's a whole different arena.
Would that be career, Robert? If you're talking about profession, would that be more the career, which would be 10th house?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can only say to Shirley that this is going to be, okay, at this point, it's been an opening, and whatever has to be done will have to be done next summer. That's going to be a time of incredibly intense activity. And what's going on now is a reworking of your relationship to other people. You've got to show a lot more maturity, discipline, and organization in your interactions with others. And realize you're probably going to be dealing increasingly, just like you were in 2008, 2009, you're still going to be dealing with people's fears, with their reservations, with their worry about details, their fussiness. Now, you have been embracing a larger vision.
Mm-hmm.
After March of 2009, again, it's a time of intense mobilization. You'll find a very big turning point comes down between July and October of next year. That'll be the time when you just have to mobilize everything you have. One thing I will say is that beginning in January, late January, you begin a year of harvest. And because Jupiter is moving through your solar 12th, I can really suggest, truly, you need to be in very intense, specific, and focused meditations.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In February through the first half of March. That the more that you can seek to complete the old with an eye to a greater vision, a greater opening, you will receive great rewards in 2009 as a prelude to a brand new life adventure in early 2010. So look at 2009 as a time to get closure, get a sense of the bigger picture, make really solid friendships or start moving more into your group work, become more detached, become almost like more impersonal about things. But you should receive great rewards next year as a prelude to the incredible opportunities that will open for you in 2010.
Beautiful.
You're going to be on the ride of your life by early 2010. And I can only add one more thing, and that's be really aware in the middle to latter part of March what's coming down, because that'll show you what will take off like a rocket ship for you in 2010.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
I get
what you're talking about, too.
Ooh, I can feel that ride. I got a gong on that. I got a gong for the next caller.
Thank you, guys.
Blessings. And I recognize the Chicago number, I believe. Let's see if I'm right. 773-721, you are live on Awakenings.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. What's your name?
My name is Mama Sunshine.
Hey, Mama Sunshine, you're on the air with Robert Wilkinson, futurist and astrologer.
Yes. I was born September 2nd, 1947, at 3:50 a.m.
And what's your question, Mama Sunshine? What a name, Mama Sunshine.
I'm a storyteller.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Are you on Blog Talk? I'm going to have to check out your site then. I love storytellers.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
You got to do something about it. I'm about to embark on a new project, and I just talked with the musicians today, and I was wondering maybe if this was the right time.
It's an interesting time for you to ask that question because we've just come out of Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Had you asked me this question at any point in the last 3 weeks, I would have said, well, build in some rehearsals and a delay and do some research. But right now, it's actually a great time
mm-hmm.
for launching things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great time. Now, I can say that because of your birthday, I kind of have a feeling that as the later it gets into this month and on into November, you are in a state of high productivity. I mean, see, Saturn's already been on your sun, so you've already been there and done that in terms of that the endings and the beginnings, the long-term stuff that comes with Saturn over the sun. So you've already kind of done your harvest and
mm-hmm.
found the wisdom of your experience. Now it's time to begin to work on the personal and subjective level, getting ready to take it out there in December. So this is probably the perfect time for you to work with it, but focus and concentrate and try not to get too lost in not liking certain particulars
uh-huh.
and instead be really, really clear what is not needed versus where the focus has to be.
Okay.
Mm, beautiful.
This is all going to yield just a whole different thing for you in a couple of years. Anyway.
You're about to blast off.
I believe that.
Well, you're completing Ooh. Some things. And you're doing it by the numbers, and you're going to see a big thing surface for you. Again, 2010 is going to be your time of taking it up and out into the public.
All
right. Right now, you're working with the focus of it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you'll have to do some mid-course adjustments probably in March, April. You should see very clearly where it's all going by May. And at that point, you'll be stabilized. May, June, July, August, everything will be so stable, you're going to see exactly what has to be done so that by the time your solar return, which always occurs right around the birthday, by the time your solar return comes in 2009, you really will find yourself in an expanding universe.
Wow.
It'll be very, very expanding by then.
Beautiful. Mama
okay.
Sunshine,
thanks
yes. for sharing your light.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Okay, we've got two more callers. Let's see. 757-654, you are live on Awakenings with futurist.
Hi, Michelle. This is Kathy.
That position. Hey, Kathy, you decided to call in. Now, where are you calling
you,
from, Kathy?
Could you take sense on because she said she doesn't have much money left on her Skype money thing? I don't know how that works.
Oh, I told her. Is she online now? She's in the chat.
Yeah. She's online, she said.
Is she fab to? Is she online right now? Okay, let me put you back
on
hold.
She's on live.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Let's try, because she's calling from Holland. Is this Sensan? Sensan, is this you? Fab? 12 UCB, is this you? Fab 12 UCB, you're on the air with Awakening.
Hello.
Hello. You're calling
Hello.
From, are you in Holland?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question? Fab, why don't you ask in the chat room? Since you're calling from Holland, and whatever the phone is that you're using, we can't really hear you. So ask in the chat, and I'll ask. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. That's sometimes the lines are kind of funky depending
right.
on people's phones. Calling through the computer is not always great. Kathy, you're back on with Robert Wilkinson.
Okay.
Hi.
Bless his heart. Hi. Hi, Robert. Yes.
Hello.
Kathy, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So my question is, and my birth date is 10/24/55. My question is, will my move next spring, hopefully, if it happens, be smooth, or is it going to be a rough go?
Well, I would think that wherever you're moving, just given that Jupiter's down in your solar fourth house, it should wind up opening more perspectives than closing them.
Cool.
And 53 is, it's really a time when you are receiving an enlightenment, a harvest, a really clear, solid understanding of everything that you've been building toward, in your case, since late 2004. The one really important thing, you're kind of in the middle of a larger passage, because 49 to 56 is the spiritual quadrant of the application third of life. And in a nutshell, what 49 to 56 is about is, if it works, it's true. If it doesn't work, it's not true. And so you're kind of in the heart of this passage of understanding that if it's really not true, it doesn't matter if it used to be true or could be true another time or if it's true for somebody else, if it's not true for you, if it doesn't work for you in the moment, then it's not happening. And so be really, really clear about what wisdom you are distilling from your experiences since the mid-70s, because whatever it is that you've been doing since the mid-70s, it's now almost like peeling away layers of the onion, where you can get right down to the core of your wisdom that has come from your direct experience. And this is what you're moving into, literally beginning in 2009, in a way that you can offer to your world. In some way, you're peeling off everything that's theoretical, and you're getting right down to the core of what works. You should do really well. And if you're planning a move in the near future, this should turn out better than you think beginning late January. You're going to find a lot of opportunities, a lot of growth, a lot of vision. I have no doubt you're going to find some great friends. You're going to find some great friends. They may be a little cool or strange or unusual at first, but you're going to find that they're really people that you can hang out with, and you don't have to either push or pull toward them or against them.
Beautiful. Law of resonance. Look where you're resonating. Kathy, you can stay on. I'm just going to get to the next let's see, 773 international. Or hang up. It's up to you. Hi, 00123. Hello. Hello, you're on the air with Awakening.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is
it? I hear a lot of things.
You hear a lot of things. Are you calling from overseas?
Okay. Yes, because now I only hear you. Okay, yes. Hello, my name is Carlo. I'm Senson.
Oh, Senson. Hi, Carlo. You're calling from Holland.
Yes, from Holland.
Okay, you're on the air with Robert. Yeah.
I'm born the 27th of February, 1948. So 27 to 1984.
And Carlo? Carlo, what's your question for Robert?
Well, I know a lot of things about myself, but and that my future will blossom eventually, and that I have to be easy and relax a lot because I tend to forget that. But I don't really have a question, but just to look at my my astrology card.
But you're reworking all of your relationships right now. And I would say that to the degree you're able, try to pay attention to all of your past and present relationships and see which ones leave you nervous or worried or, should we say, feeling controlled or feeling like you need to control, because you need to detach from these things. And harvest, see, you're right, you're done with seeing your light for this phase of your life. And you're about to go deeper. You're about to go inward, beginning your birthday, 2009. And just as I expressed to Shirley, whose birthday was February 28th, see, you're in the position fairly soon of having Jupiter enter into your solar 12th house. So I would say by late January, you're entering a year of being able to harvest an entire view, an entire way of embracing your life and your opportunities that you've been going through since the late 1990s, because in some way you saw a whole different vision of yourself around 1998, 1999. Now you're completing that in 2009. So again, as I also told her, the more that you can go into meditation, the more that you can be really clear about how you're receiving the rewards of 12 years of your own self-awareness, how you're closing out some things, I would say you're entering into a period where now that you have taken a new look at your goals, ambitions, and friendships, now you're actually in a position to see the whole of your life differently. It's almost like you have to look at your life like it's a movie. And now you get a whole different view of that movie of your life. And you can factor some things into the bigger picture that you never saw how they were related before. And again, as with anybody born in late February, you are at the threshold of a fantastic new 12-year adventure in early 2010. So basically you have about, oh, I'd say 15 months of harvesting the rewards of the last 11 years, of closing out what no longer works, of getting a much bigger view of who you are and what you're about and what you're here to do, and then whatever it is that shows up in early 2010, go for it. That's your ticket to a whole different life, a bigger life, and greater opportunities.
I have one question. I know I was already finished, but I have an experience. 21st of May, 2007. I don't know. I didn't know that you can look at the date.
21st of May what?
The 21st
2007?
Of May. Yes, because that day I was 8,484 days old. I have calculated it. But I had an experience, a very... extremely important experience. It's the 21st of
call
May.
You back. I'm on the radio.
Well, I'm sorry to ask, and I have another question.
Okay, we're going to have Sense on. I know you're calling from Holland, but we have one more caller, and then
that'll be
wind down. We'll have to have Robert back again if we haven't worn him out. Okay. Blessings to you. Bye, Carlo. And we have one more caller, and that's 214-664. You're on the air with Awakenings and Robert Wilkinson. Hello, caller. Hello, 214-684. You're on the air with Awakenings.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hi, thank you. This is Prima.
This is who?
Prima.
Oh, Prima. Okay, hi.
Prima.
And where are you calling from, Prima?
I'm in Texas. I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
I know the area code.
Oh, you do? Okay. I didn't know it.
Thank you so much for taking this call. Thank you.
So how are you, and what is your question and your birth date, or your birth date and your question?
My birth date is, August the 22nd of 1951.
1951, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you, like so many, have been through major endings and beginnings because of Saturn. You really did have to start a whole different life this time last year. And you were liberated. You began to go through some liberations around April, May, June of this year. And you're really living a whole different life, frankly. You also are going through a very big shift in terms of your self-expression, your values, your relationships. You're a very strong person. You're restructuring all of your likes, your dislikes. You're probably going to completely rewrite your address book. At least you probably have in the last year anyway, where, you know, this is where you've cleared out all of the people and the things that no longer are an accurate reflection of who you really are and have become. So I would just say keep, you know, think, sort of reconsidering what you like and why you like it. And also, how can you adjust to a greater vision? Because you've been given amazing opportunities for play, for self-expression, for creativity, and you really have the ability to see a broader view of your work and the type of service that you're here to do for your world. And you're right on the threshold of that. January is going to be a big turning point for you. So just, I would say, consider that most of the agitation that you went through in July, August, and September, it wasn't really producing a crisis, but it was forcing you to get out of worry or a narrow view and more into a persistent restructuring of your self-expression so that you can be more effective in your life, your work, and your relationships in the future.
Beautiful.
Just use 2009 to adjust and adapt, because March is going to be very important in showing you what 2010 is about.
Beautiful. Thanks for calling in. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can I ask him one question?
Sure. Got it. We're winding down now. So if you call that, or call, you can email him or go to www.aquariuspapers.com. Or because we're in the last couple minutes.
Okay.
Thank you
both so much. Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you. And also Robert Senson Carlo from Holland is thanking you so much for all your
wisdom. Welcome. Everyone is truly welcome. I appreciate being able to do this because we live in such an amazing time where via the internet and cell phones and you know, we can communicate with each other around the world, and we can give each other the information and the support that we need to get through this amazing transition, which is weird. Some of it's scary. None of it makes any sense. But we are truly at one of the more exciting times in human history. And the fact that you're in California, I'm live in New York, we have people checking in from all over the world. Just like I do on my website, you know, with the blog, people check in. They leave comments from all over the world. It's absolutely fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, and you have an amazing blog. Amazing blog, which I'm putting in the chat room now, which is, and I've been putting on periodically because some people have been coming in and out and listening and then asking how to get in touch with you, which is AquariusPapers.com.
Yeah, just realize the one thing everybody needs to know is because I'm usually booked a few weeks in advance because I've got a global clientele. I do everybody I can do. I get everybody in as soon as I can get them in, and I give them 100% for however long the session is for. So to me, this is an exciting time to be alive, to be interactive. We're all getting in position for the major transitions that are coming on our world. It doesn't matter whether it's economic, political, environmental, social. We are riding the edge of radical and dynamic change, and we are all finding our way in 2008 and 2009 to our allies, our friends, our group, and our effectiveness so that we really can come together during this transitional period because we're all smarter, more capable, more aware, and more effective together than we are separately.
Ah, beautifully put. Beautifully put. And that's so true. We are that change.
We are much more everything together than we are separately. And we're coming out of the age of separateness. We're coming out of the age of feeling like that the other person is the enemy or the competitor. And that's truly where we're all learning. We're all here together. We're all in this together. And that we hang together, or it's a bad scene.
Absolutely.
Truly.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining Awakenings. Thank you so much for sharing your light, your insight, and your questions. Please remember, rate the show, your comments. This helps other people find Awakenings so that they can join in this converging flow. And again, many, many, many thanks to Robert for sharing his insight, awareness, his wisdom, and his view on the patterns that are emerging. This has really, really, really been helpful. And I know a lot of people have been very, already, just by the comments already in the chat and the emails that I've been getting, everyone is very appreciative, and I'm also appreciative, Robert, that you took the time to come on to Awakening. So thank you so much.
Well, as you know, I mean, we're close. I love you. I love the work you do. The people you have coming on here are absolutely fantastic. The lights are on. We're all questing. We're all searching. Again, we all are smarter, stronger, clearer, and more effective together than we are separately. I appreciate you asking me on. I'll be glad to come back anytime you want.
Oh, great. That's what everybody's wanting to hear. When is he back on? When is he coming back on? So thank you. We extended the show, so I hope it wasn't too much of an imposition, Robert. We're record rates here. Thank you so much, and thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Awakenings. Until next time, keep awake. Much peace and light. Until next time, keep awake.